Now let's review some reversing techniques. Here are several examples of reverses. Oh, that's a good question. Why do you ask? If you were me, what would you do? Now let me see if I have this straight. And here you would rephrase what the prospect said. Is that correct? I get the feeling that, and here you say what you're thinking, is that a fair statement? Now, if the prospect says yes, the salesperson says, fine. But if the prospect responds no, the salesperson says, what is a fair statement? Remember this rule. If you feel it, say it gently. Let's go to David Sandler for this very natural reverse.
If you really don't understand how he feels about something, use it. For instance, you can also use it as a negative. You see a guy going to sleep on you. You know what body language looks like. He's picking up the phone, he's walking over, writing on a piece of paper while you're talking to him. You could say, Neil, I get the feeling that what I'm saying to you is of no interest. Is that a fair statement? You can say that. I got another rule for you. If you feel it, say it. Don't fake it. See, don't listen to your head. Just trust your gut. If you feel the guy has no interest, you bring it up. What's going to happen? Neil, I get the feeling that this is no interest to you. He says,
that's true.
I feel the same way. You want to talk about it?
No.
It's over.
Not until you ask a couple questions. Yeah, you got it. See how quick you can learn this? You just keep moving. You never get stuck. I get the feeling that this is no interest to you. He says, no, this is of interest to you. See, how come I get that feeling?
Controlling the interview. Let's say the prospect is moving through the submarine too rapidly. Here's a reverse to keep you in control. Well, that's an interesting point. But you're on page 7 and I'm on page 3. Could we just back up for a minute? How about pressure-packed moments? In some cases, your prospect may really be bearing down on you. In that case, a good reverse is, Mr. Prospect, why are you putting all this pressure on me? This one also works in reverse. If you sense your prospect is feeling pressure at this moment in the interview, you could say, I feel pressure right now, but I'm not sure why. And to relieve whatever pressure you may feel right now over trying to use this reverse, let's go back to David Sandler to see how he used it.
I'll tell you another one that works fantastically well in sales. You notice that the customer is under a lot of pressure. You've been in those situations. Here's what you say. Can I ask you a question before we move on? Why are you putting all this pressure on me? Call it. Why are you putting all this pressure on me? Guy says, you? I got all the pressure. And you say, how come I feel it? That's it. That'll all go away. If you feel it, call it. That's one of the nicest things about this system. You can say anything you want to the prospect. Anything at all.
Hey, I need the product.
I got it. But this is the same guy that last week would have said, we can give it to you in 3 days, and then he'll start working me for price. See, once he knows his problem's taken care of, he's going to go out somewhere else and try to work. So anytime you can do something, you must say the following, I don't know.
Situations you can't handle. Whenever you're presented with a situation you can't handle, try this reverse.
We have a problem.
And when the prospect asks what it is, outline the problem and end with,
do you see a way to overcome this problem?
Lull in the interview. When there's a lull in the interview, try,
Doug, ask me a question.
Wait for his response, then reply,
good question. Why did you ask me that one just now?
Never answer an unasked question. Salespeople often hear questions when, in fact, the prospect is merely making a statement. For example, the prospect says, the price is too high. This is a statement, not a question. In this form, it does not call for an answer. The statement is obviously designed to put a lot of pressure on you, and the prospect is looking for a response. You can shift the pressure back to the prospect by helping him convert the statement to a question. This is done by using phrases like,
which means,
or variations of these words. For example, the prospect says, your price is too high. The salesperson says,
which means,
or the prospect says, your deliveries are too slow. The salesperson says, even softer now.
And?
Or the prospect says, you salespeople always do this to me. The salesperson responds,
do this to me means,
The prospect says, I'm really unhappy about this situation. And the salesperson says,
When you say unhappy, George, what does that mean?
The prospect says, I think this problem should be settled. And the salesperson responds,
Settled means?
The point to remember is that there's no way for you to know what the prospect means by, the price is too high. And answering with, how high, implies that there may be validity to the prospect's statement. There is a difference between reporting and objecting. Reporting that the price is too high may be the prospect's way of dealing with the stress, not necessarily an invitation to negotiate. Objecting to the price because it's too high means that the prospect may want to negotiate. Here's how to find out. For example, the prospect says, Charlie, your price is too high. The salesperson responds,
Which means?
The prospect says, Which means we're going to have to talk about lowering your price if you want my business. No one can possibly know which way a prospect is thinking, but isn't it worth reversing the prospect to find out? Here are some more reversing tactics that you might want to try. The magic wand reverse. Some reverses are designed to help the prospect paint the picture of his needs and wants. One of these is the magic wand approach. To use this reverse, you ask the prospect,
If you had a magic wand that could produce the ideal solution to your problem, what would that look like?
The idea here is to allow the prospect to paint any picture he chooses. Similar to the magic wand is the druthers reverse.
Now, if you had your druthers, what would be happening?
The you start reverse. Another technique for getting the prospect to open up is the you start approach. It sounds like this.
George, we need to discuss all aspects of your problem. Is that a fair statement?
The prospect says, yes. The salesperson responds,
Fine, you start.
The off-the-record reverse. Another reverse that has remarkable success in urging the prospect to open up is the phrase, off the record.
George, off the record, what price were you looking for?
Obviously, this phrase really isn't off the record, but it will relieve a lot of pressure from the prospect, and many times open him up. Answer, then reverse. An alternate way to reverse is to answer the question and then to immediately reverse. Here's an example. The prospect says, Does this come in blue? The salesperson responds,
Yes, it does. But let me ask you this. Why is blue of interest to you?
The start-stop reverse. The salesperson begins to answer the question, then interrupts himself and poses a question to the prospect. It goes like this. The prospect says, When will this be delivered? Salesperson?
Oh, it'll be in your warehouse by... Wait a second, did I ask you if you needed regular or express delivery?
The repeat the question reverse is exactly what it says. This process underlines the significance of the prospect's question and validates the time spent to completely understand it. The prospect asks, Is this service available in Texas? Salesperson?
Is this service available in Texas? Good question. Do you mean available in the major cities or throughout the state?
Back to David Sandler as he uses the let's pretend reversing technique.
In demos, you don't give a demo unless you know why you're doing it. And you can give a demo in 1 minute with a let's pretend reverse. Watch. What do demos generally look like in your world? Let's go. What customer asks you for a demo. I just need you to role play it for a second. I'm the Fisher Porter guy. We've worked with the customer, and he finally says, I want a demo. What does it sound like? Somebody play customer and just say, ask for a demo. You know, in your words, your world.
Come on, guys.
Don't rescue.
It looks fine. When can you bring the equipment in and show it to us?
Anytime.
Next week?
Probably.
We'll set it up.
Okay, get your calendar out. What day are you looking at?
Monday.
Okay, fine. What time?
10:05.
Good. Anybody else have to be here?
From your company.
Oh, that's a good question. From my company, yeah.
Only those that you feel need to present the product.
How about from your company?
Yes.
Who? Blah, 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 blah. Now, let's pretend I come in and do the demo and everything works fine and you guys say, hey, this is beautiful. What's going to happen?
We're going to meet, determine whether or not we all agree that your equipment is suitable.
At the time I come back, you're going to meet?
After the demo.
Am I there? Am I leaving?
No, you're leaving.
Well, that makes sense because they're not going to ask any questions.
Questions will be at the demo, yes.
Now, when you meet after, what is it? You go to the hall and say, okay, we want it, we don't want it?
Right.
No discussion?
Very little.
Then I don't understand. Then why don't they just say at the end of the demo, okay, we like it or we don't like it? Is it me personally you don't want at the meeting?
No.
I don't understand. Then why are we waiting? I'll do it, answer all your questions. You guys say yes or no. Does that make any sense?
No.
Tell me why. That's interesting.
We have to create a conspiracy of whether or not we're all going to support this product.
And you don't want me there.
That's a decision our company has to make.
I got that. But the guys who are going to make the decision are going to be there, right?
Yes.
So you want me to walk outside, sit on a step until you guys talk?
Right.
I'll do that. And then right after that, you'll call me back in and tell me whether you want it or not.
Be a day or two.
What?
That could be a day or two.
How hard's the step? Try enough. Ask me for something in your world that you know you can deliver, and last week you...
Well, if I need a delivery of gas, when can you deliver it?
I would say, what's this, June? I'd say middle July.
Be out of business by then.
What?
Be out of business by then.
I don't understand. When did you think I was going to give it to you?
The next day.
Well, let's pretend I could have done that. What would you have said?
Ship it.
But not right away. And then you start. See, then once you get an order, you confirm it. And you work it, but not right away. You know, remember what he was saying? But not today. Sure, today. Well, how do you do it around here? I get the purchase order, but you don't have one, do you? Guys, write that. You wouldn't call him, would you?